and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics in the whole specification: how a chosen UK city is being changed by movements of people, employment, and services. This is a topic that examiners absolutely love to test, and by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to smash those exam questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Urban change is happening all around us. Cities like Manchester, Birmingham, and Leeds are constantly evolving. The way people live, work, and shop is shifting in ways that geographers study closely. For your GCSE exam, you need to understand not just what is changing, but why it's changing and what the consequences are. Examiners want you to use a specific named UK city as your case study throughout, so we'll be using Manchester as our example today. The key thing to remember is this: urban change is driven by three interconnected forces. First, the movement of people, who is moving in, who is moving out, and why. Second, changes in employment, the shift from heavy industry to services and the knowledge economy. And third, changes in services, how retail, education, health, and transport provision have transformed. These three forces don't work in isolation. They feed into each other, creating a complex web of cause and effect that examiners will test you on. Now let's cover the four key processes you absolutely must know: urbanisation, suburbanisation, counter-urbanisation, and re-urbanisation. Candidates frequently confuse these, and it costs marks. Urbanisation is the process by which an increasing proportion of a country's population lives in urban areas. In the UK, this happened mainly during the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century. By 2011, around 82% of the UK population lived in urban areas. Suburbanisation is the outward growth of urban areas, as people and businesses move from the city centre to the suburbs. In Manchester, areas like Didsbury, Chorlton, and Altrincham grew as middle-class families moved outward, seeking more space and better housing. Counter-urbanisation is the movement of people from urban areas to rural areas. This accelerated from the 1970s onwards, enabled by car ownership and improved road networks. The M60 motorway ring around Manchester made commuting from rural Cheshire or the Peak District much more feasible. Re-urbanisation is the movement of people back into city centres, often following regeneration schemes. The 2011 census showed Manchester's city centre population had grown by over 150% since 2001. Here's a memory trick. Think of the initials USCR, and remember the phrase, urban sprawl creates revival. Urbanisation, suburbanisation, counter-urbanisation, re-urbanisation. Urban sprawl creates revival. Say it three times and it'll stick. Now let's talk about migration. Migration is a huge driver of urban change, and examiners expect you to distinguish between national migration, people moving within the UK, and international migration, people moving from other countries. National migration to cities like Manchester has been driven by the availability of jobs, universities, and services. Manchester has two major universities with over 80,000 students combined. This creates a huge influx of young people, many of whom stay after graduating. International migration has also transformed Manchester significantly. According to the 2011 census, around 17% of Manchester's population was born outside the UK. Large communities from South Asia settled in areas like Rusholme and Longsight from the 1950s onwards, initially drawn by work in the textile and manufacturing industries. More recently, migration from Eastern Europe following EU expansion in 2004 has added further diversity. The impacts of migration are wide-ranging. On the positive side, migration brings cultural diversity, fills skills gaps, and contributes to the local economy. Manchester's famous Curry Mile on Wilmslow Road is a direct product of South Asian migration. However, migration also creates challenges: pressure on housing, schools, and health services. Examiners will expect you to present a balanced view here.
Now, let's tackle deindustrialisation, one of the most important processes to understand for your exam. Deindustrialisation refers to the decline of manufacturing and heavy industry in a city or region. For Manchester, this was catastrophic in the 1970s and 1980s. At its peak, Manchester's cotton industry employed hundreds of thousands of people. By the 1980s, that industry had virtually disappeared. why did deindustrialization happen? There are four main causes. First, globalization. It became cheaper to manufacture goods in countries like China and Bangladesh, where labour costs were far lower. Manchester's textile mills simply could not compete. Second, technology. Automation meant that fewer workers were needed to produce the same output. Third, decentralisation. Firms moved production to cheaper locations. Fourth, improvements in transport. Better roads and containerised shipping made it easier to move goods globally, removing Manchester's locational advantage. The impacts were devastating. Manchester lost around 150,000 manufacturing jobs between 1971 and 1991. Unemployment soared. Derelict factories scarred the landscape. Areas like Hume and Moss Side experienced severe deprivation. But here's the crucial second part of this story: regeneration. Manchester's response has been remarkable. Media City UK in Salford Quays, opened in 2011, brought the BBC, ITV and hundreds of media companies, creating thousands of new jobs. Spinningfields became a major financial and legal district. The Northern Quarter attracted creative industries and tech startups. However, not everyone has benefited equally. And this brings us to urban inequality. In Manchester, there is a stark contrast between wealthy, regenerated areas and persistently deprived neighbourhoods. Spinningfields has average incomes well above the national average, high life expectancy and excellent services. Contrast this with parts of North Manchester, Colliehurst, Moston and Miles Platting, which remain among the most deprived in England. Unemployment rates can be 3 or 4 times the national average. Life expectancy can be 10 years lower than in wealthier parts of the same city. When you answer exam questions about urban inequality, always link your points to specific quality of life indicators: income, employment, health, education, housing quality, and access to services. Now let's look at retail change. The way we shop has changed dramatically. There are three key trends. First, CBD decline. The central business district has faced serious challenges from rising rents, competition, and internet shopping. Second, the growth of edge-of-town retail. The Trafford Centre, which opened in 1998 just outside Manchester, attracts around 35 million visitors a year, drawing shoppers away from the city centre. Third, internet shopping. Online retail now accounts for around 30% of all UK retail sales, accelerating the decline of physical shops. The final major theme is sustainability, how cities can improve quality of life in a way that can be maintained long term. In Manchester, the Metrolink tram network has expanded significantly, reducing car use and carbon emissions. The Northern Gateway development aims to build 25,000 new homes in North Manchester. Ancoats, once derelict, has been transformed into a vibrant residential neighbourhood. When evaluating these strategies, always ask, who benefits? Are the benefits long term? Are there negative consequences? Regeneration can lead to gentrification, rising house prices that price out existing low-income residents. This is a real tension in Manchester's Northern Quarter and Ancoats.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really gain or lose marks. Common mistake number one, confusing the four urban processes. Urbanisation is rural to urban. Suburbanisation is city centre to suburbs. Counter-urbanisation is urban to rural. Re-urbanisation is back to the city centre. Learn those definitions cold. Common mistake number two, failing to use your case study. Every answer should reference Manchester, or whichever city you've studied. Vague answers without specific named examples will be stuck at level one or level two. Name the place, give the data, cite the year. Common mistake number three, not linking deindustrialisation to its causes. Don't just say factories closed. Explain why. Globalisation, technology, decentralisation, transport. Examiners want causation, not just description. Common mistake number four, ignoring the long-term aspect of sustainability. Always mention that strategies need to be maintained over time and consider future generations. For command words, describe means give features with supporting detail. explain means give reasons. Use connective language like this means that, as a result, and therefore. Assess or evaluate means weigh up the evidence and reach a judgment. For a 9-mark assess question, aim for 3 developed paragraphs plus a conclusion. For a 6-mark explain question, aim for 3 explained points with evidence. Always use specific data, percentages, dates, named places. Right, it's quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for the movement of people from rural areas to urban areas? That's urbanisation. Question 2. Name one cause of deindustrialisation in Manchester. Any of these would be correct. Globalisation, technology, decentralisation, or improved transport. Question 3. What percentage of Manchester's population was born outside the UK according to the 2011 census? Around 17%. Question 4. What is the name of the out-of-town shopping centre near Manchester that opened in 1998? The Trafford Centre. Question 5. What term describes the process of people moving back into regenerated city centres? Reurbanisation. Question 6. Name one area of Manchester that has been regenerated. Ancoats, the Northern Quarter, or Castlefield would all be excellent answers. How did you do? If you got 5 or more, you're in great shape. If you struggled, go back and review the key facts. Specific data is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 4. Let's bring it all together. Urban change in a UK city like Manchester is driven by 3 interconnected forces: the movement of people, changes in employment, and changes in services. The 4 urban processes describe how populations shift over time. Deindustrialisation transformed Manchester's economy from manufacturing to services, creating both opportunities and challenges. Retail change has reshaped the high street, and sustainable urban strategies aim to improve quality of life for all residents. For your exam, always use your named city as your case study. Always link processes to causes and consequences. Always use specific data, and always reach a judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. I know you're going to do brilliantly. See you next time.